Are you on edge?
Come on.
We live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs bi-monthly on MaximizeU.life and iTunes. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and courageous conversations about pushing boundaries, exploring our rough edges, and walking between the worlds of what is and what is yet to be. Join me, Sandra Bargeman, on the edge of every day on MaximizeU.life. Hello, everyone. I'm Sandra Bargeman, and welcome to The Edge of Every Day, now at MaximizeU.life. Are you a change maker? Do you walk between worlds, between cultures, between systems? If you answered yes to any of these questions, The Edge of Every Day is the place for you. In a nutshell, this podcast is about pushing boundaries and exploring rough edges. Through conversations and shared stories with friends and colleagues, it's my hope that we can begin to understand our edges. And what I mean by edges is those places where we are fearful, those places where we are resistant to change, those places where paradox and contradicting identities live in our beliefs and in our understandings, both individually and collectively. We live in edgy, challenging times, and we cannot keep looking away from the ugly, from the difficult, and silence is no longer an option. Life isn't black or white, it's both, and I want to talk about that. I want to face the tension of paradox, and I want to engage in the hard conversations. I want to explore the rough edges between our light-filled brilliance and our dark, shadowy corners. Because the more we recognize our own edges and get real about them, the more we can help others to do the same. And that, I fully believe, can help to change the world. So, thanks for tuning in. In today's episode, we focus on connection. I'm of the opinion that so many of the soul-crushing ills we experience in today's world, the dark and truly ragged edges in our world today, are from a lack of connection. A disconnect from ourselves, from each other, from our very home, planet Earth, and from a far more vast sense of connection to and curiosity about all that is. Science and technology play a role in our evolving understanding of our interconnection. Advances in everything from forest ecology to microbiology show us we are not independent selves, but rather relational networks. Technology has connected us, and yet, paradoxically, it has also divided, isolated, and polarized us. The focus of today's episode is connection on social media. And today we are live in the hive with Zoe Kalar, founder and CEO of We Are Eight, social media for the love of people and planet. We Are Eight is a media company on a mission to transform the digital advertising sector and address the broken and divisive state of the social media industry. So without further ado, it is my honor to introduce our guest, Zoe Kalar, formerly Sue Fennessy, founder and CEO of We Are Eight, is an entrepreneurial powerhouse who has spent her life dedicated to building businesses and technology that address global problems in a way that support people and the planet. Starting MM Communications at the age of 21, Zoe grew it to over 100 people in 4 offices across Asia Pacific before successfully selling to Omnicom in 2000. She founded and led New York-based global media data aggregation business, Standard Media Index, which fueled decisions for the world's largest media and finance companies and gained her recognition as an innovator to watch by Forbes. Zoe has architected the future, indeed, with We Are 8, a social ecosystem that enables advertisers to reach over 6 million people in the US, UK, India, and Australia in a transformational way while sharing the economics with people, publishers, communities, and planet projects. With a mission to get a dollar a day to 8 million people, this healthier evolution of social is now supported by the world's leading advertisers and gives every validated 8 citizen a centralized wallet and a safe environment to share and make a positive impact in the world every day. It is my great pleasure and honor to welcome Zoe Kalar. Hello, Zoe.
Hello, Sandra. Gorgeous to be with you, and thank you for that beautiful intro.
Oh, it is gorgeous to be with you, and it is a pleasure. And as my listeners know, I love a long, rich, juicy resume, CV reading, and you, of course, have quite the CV. And it is, again, a great, great pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining us on The Edge of Every Day.
Thank you. As I heard you talk, you know, I feel the world is on the edge more than ever.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, truly. We are at that precipice and making our choices every day, every moment about what it is we're creating. I mean, I think we all, those of us who at least were paying attention during COVID, understood that, okay, what was the old is no longer.
Yeah.
But what is coming, what we are creating is not here yet. So these powerful decisions and actions that we're taking today are so potent. Well, that makes me think of on your behalf and in your honor, I have lit my candle, my Eleanor Roosevelt candle. She's my fave.
Oh, and I was like,
and I'm like, I feel this for her. I have to light her. And I'm going to share two of my favorite quotes. It isn't enough to talk about peace. One must believe in it. It isn't enough to believe in it. One must work at it. In other words, action.
And every that's what, day.
And yeah, and it's those choices, the taking those actions that are going to get us off the edge and leaping into this new world that,
you know,
that we're creating.
When you talked at the beginning, I think there's that frozen with fear. When you said, you know, let's talk about the difficult stuff. Let's have the difficult conversations. Mm. I think the world's in a place where we are so fearful of the economic crisis, the climate crisis, the mental health crisis, that people aren't even looking at the edge and having those difficult conversations. Everyone's become unconscious and scrolling, searching for a place where it's okay, because there is no safe place until now, actually, where we can have those conversations and talk about with an infrastructure to address those things together, which, by the way, are easier than we think. It's here. But creating that safe space, I mean, when I think about 8 and I hear you talk, we're doing the same work relentlessly every day, right? You're opening up those conversations because you make it safe for me to be completely honest about how I feel and hearing you. There is no place. Social media is not a safe space. It's
Indeed.
A place of judgment. And I think it is creating that framework, which you're doing here. So thank you for that.
Oh, I love that. Well, it's a sense, you personally and you at 8 and me personally, we have to claim that inner edge first.
Yeah.
And understand that we all are paradoxical people. We are complex. The world is complex. It's, and we need to embrace that. And therefore, if we can embrace it within, as I say, then we can open these safe places to have those conversations. Well, I like to share with a couple of questions that I ask all of my listeners first. So we're going to dive into those before we get into exactly what We Are Eight is, what you're creating, your feed, your ad model, all those things. All right. So first one, what identity do you lead with?
Human.
I love that.
No, I
yes. Not to be confused with dog or kitten or no, that's fabulous. Elaborate.
I mean, we're all connected, you know, we're it's interesting because we've just done a partnership with BBC Earth and you know, we're the only species on the planet that doesn't connect in truly connect in any form. And the more detached we've become and the more tech platforms have kept us controlled and isolated and divided, everything you spoke about, it's a very, very dangerous place for humanity because then we don't just disconnect from each other. We disconnect from ourselves through fear. We stop finding that light in ourselves and become automatons. I mean, I often think about that, you know, many years ago, that Apple ad when it was Apple versus IBM, and
oh,
you
gosh,
saw sort of 1984 humanity's just been suppressed. I mean, we don't realize we've become the largest unpaid workforce in human history. And what we see, you know, we're just scrolling and isolated. And so my identity, I recently changed my name, actually. I was changing my last name to Kalar. I was Maynard, Fennessy, and Kalar. And all of those stages, I'm really, I loved. And I loved
of course.
In all of them. But I thought, I've always wanted to change my first name since I was 10 years old, actually. I always felt much more Zoe than Sue. And so I changed my, so I identified.
I love this. You just embraced it and did it. So many people would love to do this, but they don't. And
please do it is all I can say. You know, we sit in jobs we don't like. We sit with names we don't like. We sit in situations we don't like. And actually, the infinite power is in your hands.
Yes.
Just do it, you know.
And
just
the courage to just embrace it and not care what other people think. I changed, quote unquote. I went from Sandy to Sandra. Somewhere in my 30s, I embraced Sandra. I just fell into loving it and owning it. And I got pushback from even that. I'm going from Sandy. I'm like, listen, people, if you're attached to calling me Sandy, by all means, go for it. But, you know, just make that leap right now, you know, just
they love you because then our name is the one thing that is ours. And so when you talk about identity, my name's Zoe Kalar. I am a human, one of 8 billion people on this planet Earth, and I'm going to show up every day and do my very best for others. Yeah. And I feel if I couldn't be my own name on a platform that we've built where you can show up as your truest, biggest
and
self,
most authentic, and can't hide, people, you can't hide on this platform. I love this.
No anonymity. You can't be anonymous. And actually, the entire framework is built for where We Are Eight, the people's platform. It's where humanity unite. And our vision is 800 million people, $1 a day into your wallet. But it's actually, I believe, ultimately it'll be 2 billion people coming together to support others, to solve the big problems together, and to feel really good about being ourselves, accepted as ourselves, and
by ourselves, stepping fully into our full identity. Yes. Well, before I ask my next question, I do want to, I love you're talking about eight. When I first talked with Zoe, she had on a We Are, or the eight hat she had on her merch. I was like, oh yeah, baby. I was
Okay,
like, yes, eight, of course, eight has merch. And I just love, and she calls it, they call it eight often. And I just love this name before we dive into what it is. Eight, the 8 billion people. We are close to 8 billion people as of 2022. And I also love the infinity. I'm really into symbology. So of course, the second I saw the eight, I was like, yeah, baby.
Right? It is that. It's our infinite connection
Yeah.
with each other. And my beautiful partner reminded me that, you know, showing up in support of everyone else is what brings us joy. You know, even on eight, celebrating others, giving love to others. We're the first platform to be celebrated for the love you give. The love button does a count on how much love you're bringing to others. I'm not going to just put myself out there and wait to be liked. I'm actually going to bring the love. So it's that, it's flipping it to bring the love. And but in the middle of the eight, while 8 billion people are flowing around, for each of us, there's a still spot right at the center, which is where we need to carry our own light, be responsible for our own light and the love that we bring others and the love that we bring ourselves. And until we feel accepted and seen and heard, then we can't thrive as our own identities. And that's really what eight is. It's about a home that we can feel that connection with each other, but we can find the still spot within.
It's beautiful. It relates so deeply with the edge of every day. It's that liminal space between the light and the dark, where the deep acceptance of both resides and our wholeness lives.
Totally. And in fact, Zoe Kalar is light and dark. It's life and death. It's the balance. It's the point. It's life, actually, where we all live, because we, by being fearful of the dark, we're not prepared to look at it. We all need to look at the darkness in ourselves, all of that, and the light then. And I think it's everything you talk about. It's accepting, you know, the good, the bad, the light, the dark, the finding the balance. But I choose to be conscious with my eyes open and breathe again and bring it on. And I found myself not feeling safe or breathing. I'd go on to those platforms and I was literally holding my breath I was feeling everyone else on them.
Yeah.
Everyone was
well, you're such an empath. Yeah.
For all my sins, Sandra. I wish it's that bit of me why I couldn't stop. It's why I get up at 5 o'clock every day, is because I couldn't see anyone else. Crazy enough, someone said to me the other day, to actually deconstruct and reconstruct a macro world that we want to live in, and really believe that actually Facebook, this is all temporary. They're only 15, 16 years old. There is an evolution of these things, and it is possible in a way that human beings can live. There can be an evolution of that home. So I couldn't see anyone else doing that work. And I think, you know, I was just popped onto the planet to build a home. I think we're all fated just to do our work.
And well, if we listen and we answer the call, and you indeed have. Well, there's so much in all of that that I love. First of all, you've answered, you know, how did you pull this out of the ether? And knowing that you are so empathic and so intuitive and visionary, all of those edgewalker qualities about seeing the future are embodied in you. And but also, you're moving. I'd like to move from that. Now that you've shared how the overall intensity of why you started this, what is We Are Eight? Let's just get to the straight on. What is We Are Eight?
At a very, very base level, if you imagine Instagram and TikTok had a love baby with a conscience, where you can't be anonymous, it's where we unite and can show up as our biggest selves, enjoy the community. You get inspired on the eighth stage, where you can follow amazing publishers, creators, artists, actors, musicians. In parallel, you have a friends feed where you can see your friends in a private feed because no one was seeing their friends anymore. And if you feel like watching an ad, and over 97% of people agree, and the reason is the Golden Eight ad experience is where the money is shared with you. So every time you watch an ad on Eight or choose to, there's a little golden button. People can tap on that, watch an ad. And every time you watch an ad, money goes into your wallet that you can use to pay your mobile bill, your Spotify, or pay into PayPal. Money goes to charities and money goes to a creator fund. So we give away 60%, 60 cents in the dollar. And it sort of was crazy to me because we thought, okay, there's a number of things we obsessed with. The first was reimagining that ad unit. It was insane to me that Facebook took $120 billion in advertising and didn't share
it. None.
Yeah.
Gave none.
Gave none. So didn't share it with publishers, with creators, with people. And we've just become suckers in this equation. And there was a stat when I was living in New York, which was my home for 13 years, there was a stat 6 years ago, the Federal Reserve came out and said 37% of all Americans cannot find $400 in an emergency, right? And now, by the way, post-COVID, they think that's 80% of all Americans can't find $400 in an emergency. And yet each of us is worth between $200 and $400 a year to Facebook alone, let alone everyone else in the ads that we watch. And I just thought, imagine if we could create an ad experience that values people for their time and we pump billions of dollars back to people and can get $200 to $400 a year into people's wallets. So that's now what we do. Every time you watch an ad, between 10 and 20 cents, depending on the length of the ad, money goes into your wallet. You can pay it forward to your local communities. So at the moment, you can pay it forward to all the big charities. But next month, we're releasing a community program. So you'll be able to pay it forward to your local school, hospitals, because...
So your choice, not what's listed on Eight. That's fantastic.
Your choice. And actually, we just want to make it easier and easier. So your local schools and hospitals and anyone that's raising money, just give me 2 minutes of your time today and donate your earnings on We Are Eight to this. So it just makes it easy to pump money back to people, communities, planet projects. And then around the ad model piece, we wanted a social home that was safe and healthy. So we've just, you can't be anonymous on Eight because we're the people's platform, which we're going to need to unite. Firstly, if there's any crisis like COVID again, we need to immediately mobilize ourselves as real humans. I don't think it's right that the government had to pay billions of dollars to Facebook to serve people ads about COVID. This should be a
bingo
a duty. We should just right. send out a push notification, right? Mm-hmm. This is what's going on.
This is what's going on, and this is our lives, our collective life.
Right? And then when I analyzed the algorithms, rather than them controlling what we see and how we feel, we've built a control your own algorithm. So after you're following about 200 people, you will control what you see. You control the friends you see. So firstly, transformational ad model that pumps back money into your pocket every time you watch an ad. Safe home, no anonymity. You control yourself. And then we release next week. How's this? It took us because we wanted to eradicate any directed hate. So if people were assholes, firstly, you had to be yourself if you were going to be an asshole. Secondly, sorry, am I allowed to swear?
No, you're totally allowed to swear. We don't fuck around with that, Amy.
So if you're going to be like that, firstly, you have to be yourself, but you can't give directed hate at. It's slander. Like in the legal definition of slander is a directed hate, right? And so what we've built now is every video, image, comment is immediately scanned. We've built a generative AI engine to detect any directed hate. And by the way,
wow, interesting. Go ahead.
It took us 6 months longer to train the AI because AI is just machine learning. And in the last few years of the internet, all the machines have learned is hate, division, war state, greed. They think division, that's what humanity wants.
Right. Well, because that's what they learn on all of the platforms, the money-making platforms off of us, off of our division.
Yeah. So, and then we only want you to be here for 8 minutes a day. So you can follow and discover people you love. There's a little link out button. So if you want to link out to, you know, The Independent or Pink News or wherever you want to go, follow. If I want to go and see Sandra's, listen to your podcast, you can freely go out to the websites because the challenge is, you know, these worlds have kept us controlled. They want us keep us scrolling. They don't want us linking
and
up
divided.
They want to pump up their numbers falsely so you can have duplicate accounts and bots. You can't on it. And, you know, tap on my link in bio if you're interested. That doesn't work. You know, freely go and listen to this podcast now. We're happy. We only want you in here for 8 minutes a day. Get inspired, discover people and things you love. See your friends, watch a couple of ads, pay your bills, donate to charity, get celebrated, and then go and hug a tree or hug a person or tell someone you love them, you know? That's the home that I want my kids to live in, that I want people, you to live in. Like it's and how's the when we realized the economic piece, we realize that when we have just 1% of the human population, so just 80 million people watching 2 minutes of ads a day, we will be giving more money back to people, charities, communities, and planet projects than the Gates Foundation in 1 year. So what's beautiful is the mobilization of people can really put the infinite power back into people's hands. It's no longer big tech. And not even us. We're not, right. No one's saying where it's going. The power's in your hands, you know?
Right. Extraordinary. All of that is extraordinary. And by the way, I am on We Are 8. So I'm so excited about that. But I want to have as I was trying to think about this in my conversation with you, how do you hook up with the ads? I mean, is there a process where how do you make the decision what ads are shown? Is there a screening process? You know, what is that process?
Yeah. So at the front end, we're about people uniting on the app. Right. So the We Are 8 app, we've now plugged it into the big publishers. So the Golden 8 ad experience, we've now plugged into the publishers. So we can reach hundreds of millions of people now, but because you can see those ads on BBC.com, TheIndependent.com, et cetera, and money drops back into your 8 wallet on the app. So we want you to have this 8 wallet as your home base that ultimately you'll be able to use for your train tickets, your bus tickets, your coffee in the morning, you know, pay your Spotify, pay all those little things. Sorry, what did you ask?
Well, I'm wondering. Oh, you're not screening the actual ads.
So we're doing both. So on one side, we've built this beautiful way for people to experience the ads and their choice. You've got an ad from Barilla Pasta, watch this or not. That's right. Your choice. On the back end, we've built our version of Facebook Ad Manager. It's called SAMI, Sustainable Ad Manager.
Right. I love it. Yes. Yeah.
And it actually means that you can now buy a brand can buy a campaign, upload the video image target, and our system deploys it. Now, at that point, we catch it. So we don't take money from oil companies, tobacco, firearms, da, da, da.
Right. Okay.
Also, if the ad is inappropriate, I analyzed all those algorithms and also the you look at political party advertising and things like that. It really is. There's no record of the ads that Facebook have served to people. They don't keep a record. It's all operating in the dark, actually. Whereas ours is, firstly, there's a record for people of what ads they've seen because you see little messages, John Lewis just paid me, Bupa, all these companies just paying me into my wallet. And on the other side, there's a continual record of all the brands. And our system catches it if anything's inappropriate, but we've made it easy for brands to buy, get 67 times better results. It just works
for everyone. Yeah.
It's more sustainable, it's easy to buy, and then it reaches the people that you want out the other end, real humans.
Yeah. Making money off of it. Everyone. Because we want the businesses to profit. I mean, profit is not a dirty word. We want them to profit. We want businesses to evolve and serve the world in the way that they can, that they're being called to in today's world to step forward. So people, planet, and profit can all work together in a more sustainable way. You've answered the question beautifully. Thank you. Because I was, honestly, what popped into my mind was, on Facebook, thinking about it, on Facebook, if you see a Chick-fil-A ad and they're somewhat, they're against gay people and they've given money to politicians and for legislation that's against human rights and all. And I thought, how specific are they? I want to know that process. So thank you.
And actually, if you got that, it comes up as a yellow screen. Watch this ad from Chick-fil-A. Money will go here, 10 cents will go into your wallet, 1 cent will go to UNICEF or whoever it is of their choice. You can then choose whether you say yes or no. You could say, yes, I'm going to watch that and donate to Pink News or Pride, whatever it is.
Yes.
So it's really, any brand that you don't like, it's your choice. The power's in your hands. So you can say, I really don't align with your values. I'm not going to watch your ad. Or actually, I'm going to watch your ad, take your money, and going to donate it to something I care about.
Right.
And that's where it shifts, because everything is out of our hands at the moment as people.
And there's the edge. The why people are shutting down is because they feel as though they have no say, no voice, no actionable ability.
Yeah, right. And it's really fascinating when we break it down, because we can say Facebook made $120 billion. You think about that over 10 years, that's over $1 trillion. That can solve most big problems in the world. That can get 800 million people fresh water that don't have it today, or the 50 million people in the US that can't access enough food every day. You know, Feeding America can get someone a meal for 25 cents. And so this whole idea that just 5,000 people, just 5,000 people watching 2 minutes of ads will donate over 1 year $730,000 if they all directed that. So a young people's choir or whatever, they can start to make change, because as soon as you shift, sorry about the background sirens. So as soon as you share the money, share the economics, it change, the power is in the hands of the people. Again, and then around that, if we have safety, protection, no bots, no duplicated accounts, these things, and we can be ourselves. Now we're talking about a home that's healthy. You know, and now that I think it's interesting, because the golden, the money that's dropping into your wallet is micro, but the big shift I believe that's going to happen is trust. We're going to start trusting again, each other and ourselves and a platform. Hopefully people will really feel that. And then we start to wake up to, maybe I do have some value on this planet Earth, you know, because everyone, I mean, the suicide rates and the mental health crisis is so distressing. If I'd built technology, I mean, these platforms knowingly fueled teen suicide, Sandra.
Yes.
How can they live with themselves? It's not, and so many people are on the edge of suicide. We have a humanity that's thinking, I have no value on this planet. Well, if you're listening to Sandra today, yes, you do. Yes, you do. And your voice and your light is more valuable than you imagine.
And so needed. And so needed.
So needed. So needed.
Oh my God. I just want to squeeze you through this video. Oh,
right back at you. Oh God, I love you.
I love you. Oh,
seeing
my.
Seeing me, seeing my truth. It's one of those things that we think, could this be real? Could this be real?
Can be. And it is.
And that's it. It is real.
Well, what back earlier you were talking about creating this world, and what I thought about was this meta AI. Like, so many people, so many young people want to move to a video game because, you know, the disconnect of all these social media platforms, and move to a place where they can create a world that's meta and it's my video game and it's whatever. You have combined, you have taken back the power of the social platform, of the creation, using AI and making it real, making us reconnect to the here and the now and the embodiment and our relationships with ourselves, with each other, with the planet. Boom, it's not out there, it's here.
Totally. And it's out, because if you think about it, the system wants us divided. The system has always thrived on us being divided. And that's true.
How we make enough money.
Right? It's how they control us. Yeah. If we come together, God forbid, we are, particularly if we realize that the infinite power is in everyone's individual hands, then together we are strong.
Yeah,
and
truly.
We can collectively say, no, we can collectively change so much,
right?
And actually say, please, companies, we would like you to have to move towards sustainable packaging by 2028.
Like, yes.
80 million people in the US would like you, Company X, to have.
And you can do that and still make a profit, people.
Right? Yeah, that's right. And actually, they're not the bad guys. They want to sell more burgers or more cans of drink or more whatever. We get that. And we want to drink that or eat that or whatever. There's no enough of all the shame and the.
Yes, exactly.
You know, BP actually created, you know, the individual carbon footprint. They invented that idea because the light was being shone onto the oil companies and they thought, ooh, we don't want the responsibility with us. We want to make the responsibility back on the people. And then when people are divided, everyone individually will feel so guilty about their own footprint that we're safe because there's no framework where they can get together. Well, actually, now there is.
Yes.
But we can do it in a loving way. Like I really think the reason that the world is so angry is that no one's feeling seen or heard. But when we have the framework to drive change very quickly, then we really can. So, for example, you can follow Al Gore's Climate Reality Project.
He's my boyfriend, by the way.
Oh, he is very wonderful.
Oh, yes.
He was ahead of his time. And
indeed.
But the idea that I can follow these things, have my voice heard, make these little changes, the power is in your hands. Mm. You know, we just need, I've built the tech now, the home, and now we just need to show up and start giving the love and be gentle with each other because we're all bruised. It's been an abusive, I recently wrote, and I'm going to send it to you actually, I wrote a thank you, Mark, breakup letter. Because, you know, I know you probably didn't mean to harm me, but I cannot live in the abuse anymore. And I've decided to leave and it feels good. And this home isn't perfect, but wow, there's a lot of other people there that have been through the same abuse. And we're now living together and it feels good. And I've.
Well, the foundation, it's has integrity. Foundation has integrity.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We need a sense of, you know, we've said it many different ways. To keep people divided doesn't, nothing gets accomplished. But when we realize our unity consciousness, when we step into connection with one another, we can change the world. I mean, it's really just that, period. And that is, we are eight. Oh, I could just go on and on, and I have a million more questions.
You know, Sandra, we're going to look back and thinking, wow, because I am an empath and I think about society and worry too much often about people's problems and these big crises. I think we're going to look back and go, oh my God, we're living in technology, social technology, divided by people who are completely disconnected, who I often think, thankfully, Zuckerberg is on the spectrum, because if he really connected with other people and realized he was responsible for the teen suicide that he's enabled on his own technology and knowingly fueled, yeah. You couldn't live with yourself. Any normal person could not live with themselves if that was the case. And so we're living on technology that isn't human. The irony of that, we're the first social platform that was built for you.
Yeah, truly. Well, and I love that you, again, ecosystem. I love that you use that phrase, social ecosystem, you know, an ecosystem that the science geek in me, you know, that we, every participant in an ecosystem, the only way an ecosystem survives is if all of the parts work well with each other to support the whole. And I, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Transparency and values that are, we say no to greed. We have the people keeping us accountable in a transparent, like everything is built. We share, we say no to hate, only love.
Yeah.
You know, we say no to control, only freedom. Like these old world values, they're tiring. Control, hate, greed. Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Down with the patriarchy. But that's for another conversation and a bottle of wine, right?
Oh, I love you.
Oh, woman. Oh, my Lord. What a gift. Oh, my Lord. Okay. So we're going to lighten up because we're at the end and we're going to go over a little bit, but that's okay. Before I dive into all of the, well, no, I'm going to dive into all of this now. So this glorious conversation is dropping on April 15th, which here in the United States is the income tax return day. And it's also my birthday.
Oh, I love that.
And my mommy always said, you're a great return, Sandra. Thanks, Mom. But folks, as you know, we say that we're live in the hive because this is a live conversation that's not edited. We don't edit here. We don't quote unquote clean things up. What happens, happens. So it is live in the hive. But now that we've moved to maximizeyou.life, we do pre-record. And today's date is April 8th that we chose specifically, of course, for obvious reasons. But also when we set this up, we didn't know it was going to be a new moon lunar solar eclipse.
Oh, I love that.
Today.
I didn't know that.
Oh my, yeah. So, well, here in the, you know, there's a swath here, you know, from Canada through the United States, and New York is included in that, all the way down to Mexico, where the you really see it 100%, whereas you can see it around the world, but you really see it in this swath here. So it's a big deal. Niagara Falls is having a party right about now. Yeah. But I love that for our conversation. I loved that for our conversation. And April, interestingly, it's October is mental health, which is so appropriate for this conversation, but it's Stress Awareness Month. And certainly we've been talking much about that. It's also Earth Month in April. Planet, people, profit, all of the great things for our planet. It's one of your eight areas of impact.
By the way, follow Earth on 8. There's a profile called Earth, and it's beautiful. You can follow Sandra, follow BBC Earth, and then follow a profile called Earth. It is so beautiful. And it's almost, we want to do this whole thing around friend request Earth. Mother Earth is calling all of us to friend request. We're thinking of doing that in May, Sandra. Maybe we do it with this podcast and with you. Friend request Earth.
This is spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. And you just launched a relationship with BBC Earth, yes?
Yes.
Oh.
They're one of us. Because do you know all these great storytellers on the planet, every publisher, every TV network, every magazine, everything has been creating content for free for Facebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no one's making any money in the same way anymore. And we need healthy publishing. We need healthy, brilliant podcasts and storytelling. Mm. And so for us, it's a really deep commitment to making all of that healthy again. As well, we create, when you fix the ecosystem, that's why it took us 7 years to architect and build and the AI, centralized, validated identity, centralized wallet, the buying engine, everything, because it's a big ecosystem.
Indeed.
Together, which like the cosmos, I kind of think, imagine when 80 million people, just 1% of humanity is in flow together. You know, the idea of creating sounds that can connect us all. I don't think humanity's never been in flow like that. We've never been connected like that. I almost feel like something truly incredible is going to happen energetically when we're in just flow for 8 minutes a day together. I think it's going to be magical.
Spectacular. You think? Father, you know. Absolutely.
I do know in my heart.
Absolutely magical.
I know in my cells. I can feel it in my cells because the intention is pure. Like,
I'm in service to all. In service to all that is.
If anyway, it's funny because it in the process of this, you know, I turned down certain funding for people that wanted to control things. And when people couldn't understand my vision or they just thought it was too big or whatever, I had to, you know, it was blood, sweat, and tears. And every cent I had made, thank God I'd built companies before because it enabled me to put 15 million in to build this, every cent. Because I thought, I don't care if I've got to live in a tiny little cabin in the forest, which on some days I think that would be very beautiful. I don't care because I've done my best for my kids, for others. And that is my truth in every cell of my being. And I will keep doing that because if we disrupt the any bit of that integrity at the core, then nothing is pure anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah.
To have been able to have held that and not lost sight of that is extraordinary. The level of service leadership that you walk in the world with is really breathtaking. And thank you.
Don't make
me cry. On behalf of all of us.
Don't make me cry.
On behalf of all of us, thank you for creating this, for visioning it, for bringing it forward. Thank you for coming on the edge of every day and speaking about it and sharing it with my listeners and me.
Thank you for having me and bringing me to the edge of myself and giving me space to speak about the truth really openly and the trust. I you've brought me to that edge, Sandra, and I feel like having a massive cry.
Yay! Well, this is the beauty of everything you've talked about, that we've talked about. When we are in our integrity, when we know in ourselves, in the depth of who we are, that we are walking on sacred ground in our choices, in how we uplift the world, other people, ourselves, the planet. Yeah, it makes us want to cry. Yeah. Okay. All right. Now for logistics. On that, we're going to take a big collective breath. Yes.
We've got, you know, we're here now, though. It's going to happen so fast. Because
exponential. Time is speeding up exponentially. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Because of this connection, it has gone awry, but we have it in us to pull it into the direction that serves all beings, humans, all sentient beings. Amen. Yeah. All right. So we are 8. Download the app, get on the platform. First and foremost, you can find and listen to extraordinary content on the We Are 8 website. Zoe is everywhere in conversing about all of the elements of this platform, her creation of it, the people that support her in it. I watched a wonderful part of an interview where you had Rio
Ferdinand, the footballer.
Yes, the footballer. And it was delicious to watch him just lift you up and be so grateful to be a part of the story of We Are Eight and the growth of it. So all of that is very easy to find all over the interwebs. So your
and
website.
Follow Sandra and Friend Planet Earth.
And Friend Planet Earth. And friend me, Sandra Bargeman, on the edge of every day. Zoe, before we jump off, any last words that you have for all of us?
You are more valuable than you ever imagined. And you're beautiful just the way you are. And the infinite power is truly in your hands.
Perfection. Thank you. To all of our listeners, thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Zoe Kalar. Remember, you are always at the edge of the miraculous. Until we speak again next, take good care.
Hey there. Thanks for listening to me, Sandra Bargeman, and my inspirational guests on the edge of every day here at MaximizeU.life. Making the choice to park my podcast on MaximizeU.life has been a game changer. MaximizeU is an AI-powered technology platform to maximize your potential and propel transformation for a balanced, happier, and impactful life. It was a perfect fit. At MaximizeU.life, we ask, how can you alter your mindset, attitudes, and actions and learn the fundamental values and perspectives to drive your growth? Customize your growth plan at MaximizeU.life to maximize impact and achieve your desired goals. Email us at coach@MaximizeU.life.
Pressure, pushing down on me, pressing down on you, no man has called.